The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
Que rollo con el pollo? What's good, y'all? That was cringy, man. I don't know why I started the episode like that. what's good? Welcome back to the Week's Peak. It's a new peak this week. Saturday, second week of the new year. Hopefully y'all having a good 2021. I'm still back here in 2020. It's currently December 30th, 11 p.m. Or 10:59 if you want to be exact like that. I'm still in 2020, you know. Currently on Christmas break still. I've been grinding, man. I did a bunch of episodes. We're talking 7-8 episodes in a span of like, I don't know, 5 or 6 days. So I'm proud of myself for it. We just had to prepare everything and get everything ready. So that 2021 we can have a good year on the podcast. So I'm hoping y'all enjoyed the last episode last week with Shaheen. All on the Lakers and all that kind of stuff. I enjoyed it. I always wanted to do an episode solely based on the Lakers. I'm also working on getting something done and collabing with another person big in the Lakers community who has another Laker page. So I'm excited to bring that to y'all if it happens. Hopefully it does. So stay tuned for that. But today and next week, we have some people that are into the singing corridos and just into the Spanish music community, I should say. I don't know how to describe it, but we have a great episode today, so hopefully you all enjoy. And that's that. Hopefully you enjoy. Without further ado, man, enjoy this interview. All right, so today we have a very special episode, an episode that, you know, took quite a bit of time to pull through, you know, because, you know, like everyone, you know, time is a fun game to play sometimes, you know. Sometimes one person's free, the other person's not. It happens all the time, but finally made it happen. We also had some, you know, technical difficulties too on the day filming this, but I'm happy to say we have Ashael Gonzalez joining us on the podcast. So, Ash, my guy, how's it going, sir?
What's up, bro? Just right here, you know, just got home from work. tired, but we got the time ready and everything, bro.
For sure. Got to hear you, man, and finally talk to you, man. Sure. Cool. So, I know, you know, we have, you're a singer, songwriter, all that good stuff. What do the people need to know about you, man?
Well, bro, Well, I do music, singer, songwriter. I also work in construction. We do demo, we do concrete, we do a bunch of stuff. I didn't go to college. I decided just to go straight to work. But singing has just been my passion. Mm-hmm. It's been my passion since a kid.
That's great. Talking about that decision, yes, not going to college, just going straight into, you know, the workforce and all that, man. Like, what's the drive you need to do that?
Well, honestly, bro, I just feel like school isn't for me. I was like, nah, school isn't for me. So I was like, nah, I just want to go work, make money.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, same time too, like when you go out in the workplace or the workforce, man, like you get experience that you're not going to get at school, you know? And
yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, just, you know, like you said, I mean, school is not for everyone, you know? And I think there's more exactly. benefit, you know, just going into work for some people, you know?
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Not that, you know, I'm telling anyone to drop out or anything like that, but
nothing like that. Nah. Yeah. If I was you guys, just study. Just study, guys.
For sure, you know. But it's cool to because I met, you know, a lot of people this year who've gone that route, you know. I just feel like it's interesting, you know, because everyone's kind of in a different, you know, path and all that. So it's interesting to see how everybody, you know, how everyone's getting to where they're trying to be, you know. What's construction like? I got a lot of friends in the construction business and all that, man. How's all that, you know, for you?
Honestly, bro, it's kind of tough. Mm. Right now, I'm like basically later. I'm trying to work way up the blueprints, learn how to do concrete, pour the concrete, learn how to form, do rebar and all this stuff, but it just takes time. But other than that, it's going good.
For sure. In terms of like, training for everything you do, is all that kind of tough too, or is it, you come in there and you just, everything's
Honestly,
green?
bro. Nah, honestly, there's no training as much as like mostly like if the foreman is cool with you, he'll be like, oh, I'll show you, like it just depends how it is, bro.
Okay.
Just depends the people.
Yeah, that's dope. So I have a lot of respect for people, construction, because a lot of my friends are in there, as I mentioned, and man, they're working hard, man. They in the
Nah,
hot.
yeah,
Yeah.
bro.
Man, it's a tough job, man. A lot of people don't respect it.
that's the thing. I'm just like, man, sometimes like how I say it, to me, like it's just like some people aren't meant for it, and they're just like, nah, like it's too hard, and then some people are just like, nah, like I'm with it, like I'm down, I like this work and stuff like that, you know.
For sure, yeah. And whatever you gotta do to get food on the plate at night, But
Exactly, bro.
yeah, I respect that. I mean, cause y'all out there, working hard, putting in those good
Bro.
hours, and I'm over here in front of a camera talking to
Nah,
people.
nah, but hey, but that's good, bro. That's you're chilling. That's your job. That's hella good, bro. I wish I could say the same.
For sure, yeah. Hey, man, you got something going with the music too, man. You
little,
got
little by
you
little,
little by
hopefully,
little,
bro.
for sure, yeah. Let's transition to that a little bit, man. What got you into, doing music?
Well, music, bro. My mom told me as a baby, apparently I would like hum myself to sleep when I was a little kid.
Really?
So I was like, oh, like I didn't know that about myself, cause, and then next thing you know, like around my middle school years, I just like I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try singing. I feel like I could do it, and I sang a song, and everyone was like, hey, like you got a voice. Like my family was like, what, you got a voice? And then I was like, oh, I guess, like I guess. And then that's the first time I sang. I sang to a girl, and
Oh.
she was like, whoa, you gotta get a voice, this and that. We were young, and I was like in the 7th grade when I was just barely starting off. So I was
Man.
like, oh, I guess I have a voice.
Yeah. Man, you're already pulling a young man. Come
Nah,
on now.
it's not even like that. I was like, oh, I guess I do. So ever since that, bro, I forgot about the singing for a while. And then after that, I started getting more into it in my high school, which was back like 2014. 2015, I was like my freshman year when I started taking it more serious, and I was like, oh, like I could sing, like I realized that I could sing good, but it wasn't that good. Like I was like, oh, I still need practice.
For sure.
So after that, yeah, bro, I just started taking fly and started taking it more serious and serious, and just try to look for opportunities.
That's dope. So really, it started young. It wasn't something that you picked up, later on. It was something that kind of you've always like had, something to or just associate yourself with, or
You could say it was something I had, but like I never, honestly, I never thought I was gonna be a singer, 'cause even when I was young, like around my middle school years, I was like, nah, I already know where I'm going. I'm gonna go work with my dad in a union, construction, demolition, whatever it is, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah, bro.
Was there anything specific that kind of pushed you to say, you know what, maybe I should, just try this? Or was it just everyone sort of telling you, like, you kind of have a voice already?
Honestly, it was mostly I was just like my mom, she was like, if you really want to sing, like like take it serious. And then my friends as well, they're like, hey bro, you got a voice, like that's cool. And then I was like, oh, okay, like I guess I'll continue,
Yeah,
like what if it builds up to something.
for sure. Yeah, is there anyone kind of you listen to as well that kind of inspire you too to get into it as well?
All right, so this is kind of weird, bro. Look, so I listen to a lot of rap music. Like I love rap music, and I sing the Spanish music, right? I sing like guitarras and stuff. But honestly, the most like the person that inspired me the most, well, there's like my two top artists that inspired me the most, it would be like Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, which is
Really?
totally off topic on what I actually sing. You get me? So it's like kind of weird, bro. But like those two artists are the ones that really, really inspired me to get into more in the music, you could say. I was just like, damn, like these guys are amazing, like what they've done with their albums, their music, what they do, what Kendrick talks about, like politics into an album, and then Cole has like a whole story. Like it's
Sure.
just crazy, bro.
Yeah. Man, I would have never imagined that. Like, that's crazy. Just, I
No,
asked some other people to say, Ariel Camacho, all these people, and then you're over here,
yeah.
damn. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird, like music wise, it would be Cole and Kendrick, but like for my regional Mexicano, like what I actually make and write, it would be Ariel Camacho. Ariel Camacho is like the top dog that I was like, oh, like this guy, like damn, how he picks up the guitar and everything, you know? But like when it comes to like just music in general, it would be Cole and Kendrick, like no matter what. Like they're just my biggest inspiration.
For sure. That's dope. That's dope. Hey man, you
Yeah,
mentioned J.
bro.
Cole, man. I'm a huge J. Cole fan, you know? Like if anyone knows, like that's me, you know? People get
Nah,
annoyed
yeah,
because
bro.
that's I get the aux and I'm blasting Cole, bro, you know? Like
Nah, bro, it'd be like that.
facts.
I have one, two, three. I have three vinyls of Cole. I just need two more to complete my whole vinyl collection of his.
That's dope. That's
Yeah, bro.
dope,
I'm
bro.
like, those two artists are
Yeah.
like my top dogs right
Yeah.
there.
Man, I'm trying to get some vibes myself, bro. I be telling people like I'm trying to get all that, but they like laugh at me. I'm like, that's a serious thing. Like it's dope having those. Like
No, yeah, it's cool, bro. They're just kind of expensive, but honestly, bro,
that's
they're worth
facts.
it.
That's
They're
facts.
worth it.
Yeah. 'Cause you know my dad, he brought out his old like record player, and I'm like, what the hell is that? Like I ain't never seen that before, you know? And then like I started hearing some stuff, like some of his tunes and all that when he put it out, and I'm like, yo, it's pretty dope, you know? And I started seeing like, you know, like our artists, you know, in today's day, like they're selling them too, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of cool, you know? So,
Yeah, bro, it's dope.
yeah. What when you started singing, were you always singing like Spanish, or were you going like English, or because I mean, because if you were inspired by like Kendrick and all that, like were you always singing just like rap and all that, or where did you start
Bro,
at?
honestly, I honestly started off with the whole Spanish thing,
Okay.
but how I said, bro, like rap, it was there. Like I tried rap. It was kind of hard because I wasn't very like good with it, you could say. That's why I like kind of stopped making it. But yeah, I was really into rap, and up to this day, I'm still really into, like, if there's a way I could try to find like to make a rap song, I would love to. But it's just the fact that I'm just so focused on what I have going on right now.
For sure, yeah. So I know you know you have a few songs and all that, you know, out already. Talk to me about, you know, songwriting, how you write your song. I know for everyone is different. What's your process like going through all that?
Damn, bro. Never got that question asked. But so when I write music, so I just literally just chill in my room because I don't like writing in front of people like at all.
Okay.
I feel like it's kind of weird. So what I do, I always pick up my guitar and then I just find a melody first, and then like I hum what I want to, like, basically want the song to be, you know? So after that, I begin to write, and then I begin to write, and if I like a quote that I wrote down, I'm just like, oh, okay, that sounds cool. All right, I'm gonna continue it, and I continue and continue it, and so I just get something off of it, you know? It's gonna be love, or you know, sad song, you know, or a corrido. But I mostly write about what I've been through, which would be like if it's a sad song, like it's because I went through something sad. If it's a love song, it's because I was in love at a point with a girl and I wrote a song for her, or you know, something like that. Or if it's a corrido, then it's a story from, honestly, I don't write myself a corrido. I feel like that's pretty lame to, in my opinion, to write myself a song. Like I'm just like, nah, bro, like what the heck, you know? But I write songs for people. I talk about their story. They just give me like a little paragraph of what they want. After that, I just put in my ideas mixed with their little paragraph, and I make a whole song. But yeah, bro, I mostly like to write about what I've been through, basically, or what I'm going through as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can see like the resemblance in like Kendrick and Cole and all that, you know, because like that's kind of, you know, pushing through and getting all experiences and all that into songs and stuff.
Yeah,
Because
bro.
I know a lot of people like they just write to write, you know, and it's like,
Yeah.
but I feel like when you have like meaning behind it and your personal experiences or your homies' experiences, whatever, like that's, I mean, the music's just it's overall just better, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro, it's meaningful. That's what it is.
For sure, man. You know, I like me some music that, you know, hits deep, you know? Like,
Yeah, heck
and
yeah.
so how long does that process usually take to make sure that everything is perfect, everything is flowing together and all that?
So sometimes, bro, I could write a song in a day or less than a day. Like it could be like 4 hours. Or if I really like the song, it'll take like a week or 2 weeks. It just depends, like if I'm like, oh, I'm gonna pick it back up. Or it takes like a month to write it. Honestly, bro, it depends how I feel about the song. I'm gonna definitely into.
Oh, hold up. You just cut off a little bit. Can you hear me?
Oh, damn, bro.
You just cut off for like 2
Yeah, I
seconds
can hear
right there.
you.
Yeah, okay, here, cool. We're back, we're back. Yeah, can you repeat that last thing you just
All right, cool.
said?
No, I just basically I forgot what we were talking
Something
about.
about, I don't even remember. Something about like time limit or how long it takes. I don't even know.
Oh, how long it takes me to write a
There we go.
song.
There
There
we
you go.
go.
So basically, bro, how long it takes me is basically like just it could be like a day. It could be
Okay.
2 weeks, a month. It just depends how I feel about the song, bro. That's it. Like, if I really like the song or the bar, I'll be like, all right, I'm focusing in on it, and I'm gonna finish it. You get me?
I got you. I got you. Do you ever like get frustrated? Like you're trying to really
Oh,
get there, but
bro, I get really mad. I'm just like, damn, I can't finish it. And I like it, or I'm just like, damn, no, it's not. That one's not in no more. And I just throw it away, and I just like write more, or else I like it just feel like that, bro.
Does it take a lot just to, 'cause I'm sure, you know, like you just want, when you're trying to make a song, like I know you probably just want everything to be complete, like perfect as it can be, you know? Is that process hard? Like, is it going through like your mindset and all that? Like, is that tough for you?
Yeah, bro, 'cause like I'll be like, all right, I like this song, I'm gonna keep it. But then after that, like I sing it and sing it, and I'm just like, nah, this is boring already. Like, nah, I can't do it no more. But then like I show one of my friends, and they're like, nah, bro, it's legit. Like I like the lyrics, and I like the flow, I like the melody. I'm like, all right, for sure then. So then I just keep it and keep it. I'm like, all right. In the studio, I know for sure the studio is gonna sound way different because we're gonna add like the guitars and the bass and everything, you know. So I'm just like, all right, I'm just gonna wait for there.
Gotcha. Does that happen often where it's like you say like, man, this thing's like absolutely like garbage,
Bro,
you know, and someone else is like, yo, this thing's dope, like what you talking about? Like, does that happen often?
it's every time I write a song. Every time I write a song, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I can imagine, man. Yeah, because like I've talked to a couple other people who are, you know, in the same business and all that, and it's like, man, they go through a lot, man. Like,
Yeah,
because you would
bro.
think, you know, put some lyrics together, okay, that's one thing. All right, get the song or the chords and all that, make sure everything sound good. Like, you know, someone who hasn't done it probably think, oh man, this is a piece of cake, you know. But
Yeah.
actually, like going, like stepping in there in y'all's shoes, it's like, man, this thing is tough, man. Like,
Bro, it's like little details, like you're just like, nah, this word isn't it, or nah, I don't like the melody no more. I don't like the flow. I'm just like, what? Like I get frustrated so much, bro. It's ridiculous.
So I asked you know, if what's it called? If you know, you say, you know, this song sounds bad, but then someone else tells you it's good. Has there ever been a moment where it was the other way around, where you're like, this thing is popping, but then someone else is like, yo, like that ain't it. Like, have you ever had that too?
Bro, honestly, I'm being 100% honest. I haven't had anyone done that to me yet, but I am expecting it one day because like, you know, I need like feedback, like real feedback, you know, like be honest with me, like say like, yeah, it's trash, bro, or you need help or something, you
For sure, I got you. I got a whole list right now. I'm gonna go through every song, bro. Nah, I'm just playing. But yeah, hey man, you know, cause I know, cause how long you've been making music?
Bro, I started, how I say, like started taking it serious, and writing would be like my sophomore year, which would be like
Sophomore year.
2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
So you're still, would you consider yourself still like a new like rookie type in the game, or would you say like you kind of have something under your belt, like you kind of know what you're
Honestly,
doing?
bro, when it comes to like gigs, like local gigs, I feel like I know what I'm doing, but when it comes to like more like deals and records and all this stuff, like events and charging for percentages, I feel like I don't know as much.
So you still have, you know, things to learn and all that?
Yeah, I still need to learn all that stuff,
For
bro,
sure.
because there's a whole bunch of things going on.
I can imagine, bro. You just, man, try to break that down for us. Like, what are all these components that, you know, go into all that?
Well, bro, like when it comes to what can I say? There's just so many things, bro. Like, there's the percentages. Then there's like how much you're gonna get from an event. Then there's how much you're gonna get off your streams. And then, bro, there's just so many things.
For
Like,
sure.
it's crazy. It's so many details into it.
When you first got into it, did you know about all this, or what, did it just kind of like, you know, hit you out of nowhere and like, what is, you know?
I honestly, I knew about it because I'm like, well, like, how do all these singers, musicals make all other money, you know, but and then I already had an idea like, oh, these fools have to get a percentage or something.
For sure. Let's go back to your very first song, okay? What was that feeling like when you finally released it and people were, you know, starting to listen to it and streaming and all that?
Which would be Una Noche, right? If the one, that song Una Noche, bro, that's one of the few songs that I wrote in 4 hours.
Really?
That song, yeah, I was basically at my cousin's party and I seen this girl. I was like, damn, she's beautiful. I was like, oh, like, damn, I want to get to know her. But turns out she had a boy. And then next thing you know, the boy wouldn't even be there. So I was like, wait, is she single or taken, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, bro, that song, I wrote it in 4 hours. That song, I wasn't expecting for it to get so many streams as it has right now. It's honestly, it's crazy. I'm just like, dang, like 70K streams. Like, that's crazy right there. And I wasn't expecting much from that song. I was like, oh, it's my first single, you know, like I don't think it's gonna get so many plays. Turns out people really liked it.
Yeah, it's crazy, like the first one, like to be that, you know, successful and all that is man, you know, it makes me smile, you know, like cause I know with like my podcast too, like my first episode, because all this was just a quarantine project, like I was bored out of my mind. I'm like, I gotta do something, you know. And I've always wanted to do a podcast, so I'm like, all right, you know, let me just do it. Hit up a couple of my homies and all that, and first episode, like, they're really good, you know. And I'm like, wait a minute, like, this ain't supposed to happen, you know. Like this early too, you know. I remember that feeling. I'm like, you know, this is a pretty big number, like,
yeah, you know, it's cool,
you know. Is this something that, you know, I should, you know, put more time into? What were the kind of the thoughts that went through your head when you first saw like the numbers doing very good?
Honestly, bro, I was just shook because where I come from, it's a small town called Dos Palos. It's really small out here. The population out here is like 8,000 people. It's a small town. So I was like, dang, like 70K streams. That's already most of the population of the town, you know? Like, I'm like, damn, like that's crazy, you know? Like, that's wild.
Damn. Hey man, when you put it into perspective like that, man, like that's really crazy, because like, that's a lot of people, like, man.
Yeah, bro,
because you never think about that, you know, because it's like, right, take that percent and, you know, see how much of that is, you know, with people in this certain part of the world and all that. Like, that's, it's just crazy, because I mean, like, you don't know, you know, who's listening to, like, there's a lot of people out there in the world, you know,
heck of people.
That's crazy. Do you have like stats on like states and all that people listen?
Yeah, bro, like I don't have the stats, but I do know where people listen from me from, like, it's crazy. I got people from Detroit. Damn. I got people from Texas, from Florida, Colorado, North Carolina, I got people from Washington as well. That's like the ones I can name right now. And of course, California, because that's where I'm from. Arizona as well.
Damn, bro. Hey, man, you know, you're all the way out the East Coast. You got some, you know, just spread it all over the country. And, like, that's insane, you know?
Yeah, bro, it's crazy.
Yeah. Man, you know, be able to just, like, reach people, too. And, like, today's day, too, man, you know, being able to do all this type of stuff and reach people from, you know, all over is just, it's unbelievable, you know, what we can do.
Yeah, bro. You know? That's why I'm shook, like, how I said, bro, coming from this small town, like, it's crazy to me. It's crazy.
Sure. Yeah. Does anyone ever, and I'm sure it happens, when people come up to you and they're like, man, you're like, dude, really doing big things out here. Like, how does that feel? You know, have people like acknowledge your
success? I have, like, thank God and thanks to everyone that's helping me out. I do get a lot of people. It's either from my town or from the other states that always DM me and they're like, bro, like you're getting somewhere. Like, I know you're going to be big. And then they're just like, keep your 10 toes down, you know, like, be humble, because I know you're going to blow up. I'm like, ah, like, chill, bro. Like, that's, I feel like that's, it's a blessing, bro. It's a blessing. But at the same time, like, I do get pressure and I'm just like, I don't want to let my people down, you know, like, that's something I don't want to do at all. I don't want to let my people down that support me and everything.
For sure.
But it's a blessing, bro. It's an amazing feeling. Like, it's just wild.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, no other way to put it, right? I mean, it's just it's crazy. I want to go to that point right there, you know, not the idea of, you know, not letting people down and all that. How much does that affect you, you know, as you're, you know, doing what you're doing and all that?
Honestly, bro, it does take a big part of me, because, like, that's just the type of person I am. I like to keep my people, like, basically, like, to keep my people first instead of me, you know? Like, one time when this one kid was like, bro, like, your music saved my life. And I'm like, what? Like, that's something, like, I don't want to let down at all. Or I don't want to let down my people that are just like, bro, like, when are you going to drop a song? Or this and that, you know? Like, so I'm just like, damn, like, I cannot let them down at all.
Yeah, that's you know, it's a lot of just a lot to take in, you know, like whatever, you know, anyone's doing in life, and they're, you know, making it big and everything, getting big numbers and all that. Like just knowing that, you know, people are watching you know, and it's like, you know, every move that you make is crucial, you know.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean throughout all your, what, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now that you've been doing it, I'm sure, you know, the numbers have paid off so far, you know. And what's kind of your, you know, goals and where you kind of want to be in the future with all of this?
Honestly, bro, well, my goal is honestly to make this new style that I have with the new song that I have, and it's for me to be, hopefully, I could say global. Like, I really want to make a huge difference in the music. It's either gonna be the whole Regional Mexicano thing, or else I'm gonna try something different, you know, like R&B, because I really like R&B music, like Pink Sweats and stuff, you know. But my goal right now, my goal is to just make things happen, like make my record label blow up, because those guys are helping me out a lot. And just get my numbers out there and my songs out there, bro. That's literally my goal right now.
Definitely, man. I mean, you know, I see the potential, man, because I know, you know, you got your new song dropping very soon.
Yeah,
I
bro.
think by the time this episode's out, it should be a few days before, so it's already out. So make sure y'all go listen to that. Talk to us about that new song, man. You know, going through all that and dropping that.
Bro, so that song, it's called Infinito. That song is something, it's a special song to me. Like, it's amazing. It's something different. I wrote that song because I was like, oh damn, like, this girl, like, I think, you know, she's cool and she's pretty and everything. I think I like her, you know. But how I said, I write what I feel and stuff, or what I go through. But this song Infinito, not to sound cocky or anything, but it has a lot of potential. Like, it's English and Spanish in the Regional Mexicano, which is kind of crazy because a lot of people don't do that. I did get inspired off my old friend, Leo Lives. He actually had that style too. And my homie Gabriel, that helped him out as well. My homie Gabriel from Eslabón Armado, if you're hearing this, bro, shout out
Shout out
to
to him, man.
you. My boy Leo Lives, he's the one that he's to me, I think he's the one that created that style. It's just the fact that he don't make music no more. But that style is amazing, and I'm honestly really, really, really excited about that song to see how far I could get.
For sure. Yeah, you know, I was gonna ask you about that too, you know, that you know, certain unique style that you're using for your new song. Is that something that you kind of wanna, you know, I know you said you're know, gonna see, you know, where it goes, you know, obviously it has potential and all that. Is that something that you're willing to, you know, do more of in the future, or are you just, you know, waiting to see how this is gonna do and take it as you know, one step at a time?
Honestly, bro, I just want to see how this song does in English and Spanish. And after that, if the people really like the English and Spanish, I'll continue doing it. You get me?
For sure.
But it's not just going to be like boom, 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 English and Spanish, English and Spanish. You know, like, nah,
For
I'm going to
sure.
keep it Spanish as well. But if people really like this, then I will continue it.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's the people ones who are, you know, gonna be benefited, you know, by the music too. So it's like, you know, gotta make sure you gotta keep everyone in tune and all that. It's obviously an important part, making sure the audience is staying, you know, you know, I don't know how you want to call it, but staying just in tune with you and your music and all that.
Yeah.
In terms of your audience, is everyone, you know, tight with you, or, you know,
Bro,
they're
honestly, everyone does keep up with me. Like, it's crazy.
That's
Like,
dope.
I don't know. I don't know, like, bro, like, I'm just Ash, you know, like, I'm not knowing, like, you know, bro. I'm honestly happy and blessed that that people actually like and like my music and stuff, and like, they're like, oh, he's gonna drop a song. Oh, let's check it out. you know. That's like, it's a great feeling.
That's dope. That's dope. What's it called? In terms of like promo and all that, is that in terms of how you do promos, is it different? Is there anything that you do in particular to spread your stuff out to new people, or how's that all that go for you?
Honestly, bro, promo right now, well, how can I put it? Honestly, we just go based off the Instagram promo that you could promote on
Sure.
Instagram. That's about it. That's what we do for now, you know? But somehow we are trying to make this song just go somewhere, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Hey man. We're about out of time here, a couple minute or so left.
Oh, for sure.
But hey, I'm excited, see, because I first when I discovered you, I wasn't even thinking about inviting you on the podcast, but then I heard your new song, like the preview, and I'm like, because I think I texted you like, man, you got a lot of potential, this and that. And then I'm like, no, just hit me. I'm like, let me get this guy on the podcast, because I started listening to your other stuff. And I'm like, I like his style, I like the way he sings and all that, and everything just, is put together. We had to make it happen.
Yeah, but of course.
So Infinito, where can the people go listen?
Infinito is gonna be dropped on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, Pandora. It's gonna be on all platforms, basically.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
And then where can they follow you as well?
They could follow me on Instagram at Ashel Music, which is Ashael Music. Yeah, my
Cool.
name's kind of complicated, my
I ain't even
bad.
go. I ain't gonna lie to the people. I didn't even know how to say his name, but I'm gonna be real with you. I had to make sure before we started, and this. But anyways, so that's that, man. All right, cool.
For sure then,
Thanks for
bro.
coming on,
Well,
my guy.
thank you.
All right, well, there's that interview with Ash. It was a great episode. He's a genuine dude, very humble. And I definitely going places. I just because I discovered him, I forget if I mentioned it in the episode or not. I think I did, but I discovered him a few weeks back, and I heard his preview of his new song that just dropped last this week actually. And I remember I texted him on IG, and I told him like, "Yo, you got a lot of potential. I like the style, I like how you do things on your songs." Because I went back and streamed some of his older stuff as well, and yeah, I mean it was dope. It was dope. I mean it was good to get to meet him a little bit there. Good to see, just getting his mindset is what I try to do with all my people that I bring on. We had a question there he never got asked, so that's what we do around here on the Week's Peak. We stump people on questions sometimes, because we only ask the best of the best. Come on now, y'all should know by now, the day one supporters, y'all know how we interview people around here. We ain't messing around. We doing things big out here, So that's that. Hopefully y'all enjoy this interview with Ash. Make sure to go follow him. All the links, as always, are in the description. And just like everyone else, hopefully it's not the last time he'll be on. I'm definitely I definitely I like seeing the growth of everyone and seeing all the potential and everything, and one day he's gonna be going big places. I mean, he's already doing big things, like let's be real. Like his songs are popping off and everything. His audience is there and everything. So he's doing big things. So I'm waiting, and we're gonna see where the potential drives him, man, because I'm excited, genuinely excited, and hopefully y'all are too. Just some announcements. People have asked me, Ralph, where are the Wednesday episodes? We kind of slacking on those a little bit, but we ain't slacking on the Saturday episode. Y'all got that for sure. I need to work that out. We'll see what happens with that. But I wanted to do one last episode in 2020 in terms of Wednesday episodes, but we weren't able to get that done, which is okay. Which is okay. I'm gonna talk to my people. I'm gonna talk with Esau. We gonna get that settled. We gonna get that done. I don't know. Like I said, I'm pre-recording all of this, so this is gonna go out in a couple weeks. So who knows? Maybe we've already uploaded a couple Wednesday episodes. Hopefully, but if not, just know that they're coming. We're in the works. I'm devoting a lot of time to these Saturday interviews and all that. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of stuff planned for these Saturdays, man. I have a lot of big goals. I don't think I even said that last week, but my goal is to like upload the podcast on Saturdays almost every single year. Like, I'm giving myself two passes because how many weeks in a year? Like 50 something? Like, how many? Hold on. How many weeks are in a year? 52 weeks. That's what I was around the same ballpark. 50. I'm giving myself like two or three passes to not post and not feel bad about it. So we'll see if I can stay true to that. This will also be the first full year of us doing the podcast. And I'm a little nervous, you know. Senior year of high school, things are already crazy. Things are about to get more crazy in January. Starting college up in the fall. We'll see how everything goes, which is why I'm trying to plan ahead, do all that kind of the business stuff aside. We ain't slacking around here, you know, we doing big things. We're trying to get deals done. I can't lie, it's not like I haven't been rejected a few times, you know, in terms of interviews, in terms of brand deals, in terms of stuff like that. But it's all good. It's all gonna pay off. And we'll see where things go from here. We can only go higher. I mean, quarantine project turned to now doing this professionally, you know. Hey, hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode. I gotta head out of here, man. This episode's going on a little too long. I see, when I talk, I just talk. Like, that's that. There's ain't no stopping me. This has been a peak. We overcame it. We'll see you at the next one. Same time, same place. 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, hopefully I'll see you on Wednesday. If not, next Saturday for sure. We have an episode with Elegancia. Yeah. Another group. So, or a first group, actually. So make sure y'all are tuning in and coming back for that one. That's going to be a good episode as well. So, yeah. Hopefully y'all enjoyed. I'll see y'all next week. Adios. When I see you, I admit I start to lose my mind. Mi corazón tiembla porque